Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Baghdad, Iraq. A high-ranking Islamic cleric is the kingmaker in the Iraqi elections. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will come to this broadcast table in a moment with the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Let's talk about Iraq just a bit, since you're pretty knowledgeable of that country, having visited there this last year. The prime minister's election going on, it does not look like al-Baghdadi, who is the present prime minister, has enough votes to go back into office. Then you have the former prime minister, Maliki. He is vying for the position. However, neither one of these men capable of winning unless they get Muqtada Sadr, the high-ranking Islamic cleric there in Iraq, and of course he had the Mahdi militia, the Messiah's militia. He's the kingpin as far as this election is concerned, is he not?
He's the kingmaker here. And look, Muqtada Sadr is an interesting figure. While he does have very deep ties to Iran, he also has been positioning himself in recent years as an Iraqi nationalist and an anti-corruption leader. He has appealed to a base of voters in Iraq that neither Abadi nor Maliki can appeal to. I think he's shown himself to be wily. I wouldn't take these results as anything negative. I think that we need in the United States to sit back and watch. Our national interest in Iraq is twofold. Number one, to limit the control of Iran over the Iraqi government. The Treasury Department sanctioned a bank in Iraq for supporting terrorism because the Iranians have pretty much control. They have extensive control over the Iraqi banking sector. So our first interest is limiting Iran's interest in Iraq. And our second interest, obviously, is eliminating the ISIS presence in Iraq and any sort of terror stronghold or terror base there.
Ken Timmerman with the details on the radical Shiite cleric in Iraq who will name the next Iraqi prime minister. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Iraq is modern-day biblical Babylon, which has a significant role in the end of times. Revelation chapter 18 reveals that literal Babylon will be the stronghold of the Antichrist in the last 3.5 years of the 7-year tribulation period. Babylon will be the economic power base of the world, where only those with the mark of the beast will be able to buy or sell for items of housing, clothing, and food. Babylon, on the shores of the Euphrates River, will also be the political governmental power base for the Antichrist as well. Today's prospects of a strong man leading Iraq is setting the stage for a strong man to lead Babylon in the last days. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...